Jennifer Slate has all the needed qualifications to head up the district's special education effort. But being the mother of seven children, three of whom are students with special needs, may give her added perspective on the job.
I started my career as a paraeducator back about 26 years ago, and then went to school and got my bachelor's degree in elementary ed. Went on to get an ESL endorsement, a mild moderate special ed endorsement, and a master's in special education, along with administrative endorsement.
Slade feels prepared to take on bringing the district into compliance due to her past experience with the state of Utah.
You know, the last 5 years I was at the State Office of Education and was the Section 504 monitoring officer for the state. The last year prior to coming here, I was the anti-discrimination specialist and did Title IX, Title VI, and Section 504. And in doing that, you know, I worked with districts across the state and knew that through conversations with parents and teachers and counselors up here in Park City that there were some concerns.
Section 504 refers to the federal anti-discrimination law for people with disabilities. These are accommodations that level the playing field for students with special needs, grades K to 12. Slade says they've accomplished a lot already, but meeting compliance is an ongoing effort. One of the problems was the district didn't have a good mechanism for tracking students and their individual educational progress, known as IEP.
When kids transition from one school to the next, there hasn't been a smooth flow and transition in some cases. So the district has purchased Power IEP, which will help with that. They've also purchased Power 504. So all of those goals and the interventions and things kids have will follow them.
They plan to have most of the teacher training done by the end of the school year. Their biggest challenge is communicating with parents.
So I think just building the relationships with parents, working with school teams so that we become more and more transparent and help parents understand what the process is.
Parents or guardians who want an assessment should first contact their child's teacher to initiate the student evaluation process. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.